your ice cap?
I got her ice cap and me some, what do you call it, Bourne's Tangerine Lemonade.
Ah, very good. Yeah, I could use a coffee about now. I might have to do a run myself.
Yeah, this guy is, he's a crazy guy. Oh, he always gives her a Timbit. Whether she, I don't think, I didn't order Timbit, but he always gives her a Timbit. And because she's at home not feeling well, he still gave her a Timbit.
Well, you know, you're a regular one.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's kind of funny. Let's take a trip by the brand new hospital being built, ready to be open next year.
Well, you got one of those also. Yeah, they're building one here in Cloverdale. It's a little more than a year away, though.
Oh, yeah, they've been working on this one for, I think this is the third year. So next will be the fourth.
Yeah, well, this one here is, they've been talking about it for at least a decade, but they broke ground about 2 years ago, I guess. It's right behind Quantum. So that'll just add to more traffic on the Highway 10.
Oh, do I? Lots of fun. Makes you want to move out even further. Yeah, but it's definitely required in this community. It's growing, but mostly the other one is so old and scary.
Oh, is this a replacement? They're going to knock down the old one?
Yeah, I believe so. I think they'll knock it down. I don't think they can use it. It's so outdated. I'll move as much of it new, or as much as I can from there to over here, but they'll also have a bunch of new stuff in this one. And, well, it's a lot bigger, too.
Well, at least they're adding capacity. Yeah, the one they're building here, it's additional, but, I mean, Surrey's a pretty big place, needs another hospital.
Yeah, when you need another hospital, this one's a replacement. I can see that. So, how have you been? I haven't talked to you probably in about a week or so. What have you been doing?
Oh, it's been busy. Right from Father's Day last week, you know, everybody over here, and I don't, you know what, I don't know what I've been doing, but it's been busy.
Oh, yeah. And everything else good? Your health is good?
Well, I'm on the green side of the grass, so that's good. Yeah, health. It is what it is. You know, age is taking its toll here and there, but I'm making do. How about you?
Well, this is the first time I've been out and about. Spent most of the morning in pain in my guts and my back. But right now it seems to be good, so I'm out getting some things done. And oh, well, I gotta have crackers for my soup, so I bought some crackers.
Well, I'm glad to hear you sounding well. You sound well over the radio.
Yeah, I probably do now. I didn't so much earlier, I don't think. At least I don't think I did. Yeah, it helps once the pain is gone from your guts and your back all at the same time. Makes life feel so much nicer. It is the country I am in, and the guy in front is driving like he's in the country.
Slow and down the middle of the road?
Yeah, pretty much. I think a lot of people look at the front end of this vehicle and might think it looks like something else. It tends to make them go slower. I notice that so much, especially on the highway. They come up to pass me and they look over. I don't look like anything like those other people. But the bumper on the front might, it tends to make them slow down. Even they've slowed down so much and gone in behind me.
And you're a slow driver, so that's saying something.
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah, I pretty much do the speed limit everywhere I go unless there's an emergency. Well, then, you know.
Yep, then you do what you gotta do. Well, my MC60 was giving me a bit of grief a week ago or so, so I broke out the new one and using it, I'll take the other one apart again and see what I can find the new problem.
Oh, dear. I missed the beginning of that. I heard everything else except for the very beginning. What was it that broke?
A week or two ago, my MC60, my first one, was giving me some grief again, so I just set it aside and broke out the new one and plugged it in, and not a problem. No looking back.
Yep, absolutely. So, I'm pretty sure, I remember you talking about that one night, and I remember somebody else giving you some places to look. But my issue on my second one was in the buttons on top, and it was both buttons, and one of the wires had a strand holding, and that was it. As soon as I managed to get that all disassembled and put back together, she's been working good ever since.
And when you say the buttons on top, you're talking about two little tiny switches that are in the actual microphone itself?
That is correct, in the actual microphone.
Yeah, I suspect that's probably where the problem is. I know it's not the cord from the mic to the radio. I've confirmed that. And I know it's not a contact problem on the push-to-talk or the lock button. I've confirmed that. I've looked over the board in the base as much as I can, and everything looks good. So, yeah, I got to figure out how to get that microphone open to check inside there.
Well, good luck with that. Got to take it all apart on the bottom end. And then it does come loose on the top. I just don't remember the sequence. And, what? But it's all back working anyway. So.
Yep. Well, it's nice using this brand new one. The other two, you know, they've been in service for quite a while, and, you don't notice it over time, but all the buttons get loose, and, the up and down and the PTT and all that, they get a little loose and whatnot. This one is crisp and tight, and it's really nice to use.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. Oh, what's that noise? What is tight on mine is the one upstairs, the lock push to talk. That's the only grease button. Try not to use it unless it's Wednesday. That's about it. Everything else works good. I've ordered new coax. My antenna's at the house, and my telescopic massing is still on its way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You ordered the new masting, and it's still on its way. Well, it must be coming by Canada Post.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. But no, I don't know who it's coming by. Something called S or Sierra Fox Charlie. I don't even know who they are. But it's interesting to watch it on the paperwork, you know, like online, to see where it's at.
It probably stands for slow from China.
Exactly. It's still over there. But it's cleared customs over there, so that must be something.
Yeah. Until it says it's actually on an aircraft, you never know. Once it's on the aircraft, then it happens quickly.
Yeah. Well, they got it posted as the latest for the... excuse me. Latest for delivery is... July 29th.
Good God. That's ridiculous. It's coming from Mars?
Yeah, I'm starting to think that. Some guy's probably walking across China. I'll get there eventually.
Yeah, just looking at the old MC-60 here. Trying to see how this comes apart. I think I'm going to do some Googling and YouTubing before I mess with this.
Yes, that's a good idea. I believe that's what I did back then. That, and I did find a teardown of it also. I found that off the internet. And it could have been on their site, or somebody's site, but it was. See if I still have it on my computer.
Well, if you could find that, I'd appreciate it, because... there's nothing here obvious on how it comes apart. I suspect there might be underneath that sticker that wraps around it, that skinny sticker, I think there might be a seam there. But I'm not going to go fiddling with it. I'll find instructions first.
That's a good idea. Meanwhile, you can always keep a lookout. Might be another brand new one out there. And then one will become parts.
I'd be surprised if I found one newer than this one. This is, James, this one is absolutely flawless. You know, it's truly never been used, you can tell.
I have one of those. No, I have one of those downstairs.
Yep. They're around. Hard to find. In new, but they're around, but usually they're wanting premium dollar. And I did not pay premium for this one.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I paid premium for one out of the three. And then there's that MC-90, which the guy down there in L.A., he seems to think it sounds okay, so I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, that's definitely a case, that mic is definitely a case of it's got to be on the right radio, the radio that it's meant for.
Well, it works great on the 480, and it works okay on the 2000. Probably worked better if I had paid attention to more audio on the radio or less audio. I think I had my 480 set to 80% with that microphone.
Yeah, on the TS-50, I don't have a dial, per se, to adjust it. It's just a high or low. And I have it on low right now, because, of course, the microphone's amplified. It would be way too loud if I set it on high on the TS-60, but I think I tried that on the MC-90, and it did improve it a bit, but not quite enough.
I seem to remember some quiet audio on that one. Yeah, when you had that. Huh. Oh, well. Right? The right microphone with the right radio. Now I just gotta get the right stuff on the outside.
Yep. Get that mask, get that coax, and you'll be on the air. What'd you get? RG213, or what'd you go for?
Well, I really thought about getting that, and I was right down to pushing the button for that one. But then I ended up on the Superflex stuff, and I thought, well, I know it's overkill, but what the heck, I'll have it, and I can always use it for other applications if I don't like it. So, LMR 400 Superflex.
Well, it's a bit of overkill for HF, but it'll work. It'll work well.
Well, that's just it. It'll work well. I mean, I can always later do something different if I want to. Because I won't be running a no ladder line with this antenna. It's designed not to use it, so I'm going to. It's all tested with no ladder line, so I need the coax to get up to it.